Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up, I'm going to open the phones up to talk about the state of the planet. Here's an incredibly important report at band.video from Darren McGreen that will only fight the enemy and save lives if you spread it. HCQ, Nazis take over the media.
Hey, have you ever noticed that whenever somebody goes up against the mainstream narrative, or God forbid, dares to challenge somebody like Big Pharma, they are immediately, ruthlessly persecuted by the mainstream mockingbird media? Ever notice that? Perfect example is the character assassination that's going on right now with America's frontline doctors, who recently held a press conference to tell us all about their success stories in treating coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine.
This is a treatment regimen that's very simple, and it should be in the hands of the American people. The difficult aspect of this is that at the moment, because of politics, it's being blocked from doctors prescribing it, and it's being blocked from pharmacists releasing it. They've been empowered to overrule the doctor's opinion.
The video is astonishing, and it's been completely removed from the internet. I mean, it was seen, 17 million times before Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the rest threw it down the memory hole and completely got rid of it off the internet. President Trump posted this video, and Twitter deleted it.
The president retweeted the video, which was eventually taken down by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for violating misinformation policies.
And they went even further with Don Jr. He posted it. They deleted his video as well, but they also suspended his account.
Wow, this is a must-watch because it seems very contrary to the narrative that they've been force-feeding us.
I mean, what the hell are they so afraid of? Why is this video so dangerous? They won't even debate these frontline doctors. Just shut it down. Shut it down. No hydroxychloroquine for you. Think about it. Right now, in the good old U.S. of A., America's frontline doctors are not allowed to participate on the public square. That's what's going on. Under Trump's watch, I might add, and sure, he might act like he's not very happy about it, but when it comes to big tech censorship, Donald Trump is all tweet and no action.
And now they're going in and pulling out peer-reviewed studies going back years ago about hydroxychloroquine, and they are taking it down because they are so upset that this is challenging them because they want you to take a forced inoculation.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
It's not good enough for big tech to simply delete these videos and silence these frontline doctors. No, they've got to go much further than that. These doctors must be punished and ridiculed and made examples of for daring to go up against the mainstream big pharma narrative. Shame, shame, shame.
Dr. Stella Emanuel was part of a video Monday that featured a group of doctors claiming without evidence that there's a cure for COVID-19.
Dr. Simone Gold was in that video, the banned one. She was censored, but more than that, she was fired from her job.
Dr. Emanuel here has a large number of baseless claims.
Dr. Emanuel has also drawn criticism for pushing unusual conspiracy theories.
First, they delete the videos and throw them down the memory hole. Then comes the smear campaigns and the character assassinations.
Seriously, who on earth could possibly trust a doctor like this?
She believes that demons and witches cause medical problems when they have nighttime dream sex with humans.
But just to be clear, John, we're not supposed to have sex with demons while we're asleep? Does she think that's bad? I get lost.
Here's the thing, is you know no one loves a demon sperm joke more than I do.
Demon sperm?
That's Don Lemon's new name. Demon sperm.
I've been fighting this info war for a long time. I work for the most banned news network in the world. And one thing I know for sure is you receive the most flack when you're over the target. And trust me, right now, these frontline doctors, they are directly over one big fat pharma target. And that's why they're being persecuted.
Who should get the name Demon Sperm? Should it be George Soros?
I think you're doing a real disservice to Americans. I mean, if you're going to come on here and talk about how this is a good treatment.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com. Into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast, and I bring you really grave tidings. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to get the number out here in a moment. Open the phones up for this hour. Then Del Rundis is going to be joining us in studio next hour. The NRA is America's oldest Second Amendment organization. It was set up after the Civil War because Northerners were growing up in cities, didn't know how to shoot, and they got really devastated by the South. And it was also set up to train and arm newly freed slaves on self-defense. That's historic fact. Now, of course, the NRA got kind of soft on guns 20-something years ago. They got hardcore again when Ted Nugent got on the board. And without them, we would have lost much of the Second Amendment. Well, George Soros funded Letitia James, the same one that sent people infected with COVID-19, other flus, and other pneumonias to the hospitals to get around half the deaths in New York, over 10,000. This monster has come out and announced that they're going to, quote, abolish the NRA with a state-run civil suit because they're chartered there. Take their charter and, quote, give the money back. That's what it is, to the NRA members, because the NRA said that it was running a deficit, and she says it wasn't. I don't care if Wayne LaPierre was paid $5 million a year. He wasn't. I don't care if they were flying around the country to events on private jets. They better be. You can, if you've got 10 people flying, it's about the same price to get a little private jet than it is to fly commercial. I don't care. I care about their policy. I give them money. I get results. If Wayne LaPierre could save the Second Amendment in America, I'd give him my right arm. Now, that's why they want it out of the way. They were expanding TV networks and were on cable and on satellite and were getting huge views, 10 million a day conservatively, online alone, with Dan Bongino and who's the attractive brunette, her name always, she has the beat commercials on Fox. The point is, they were getting over 10 million views a day on there. That, Dana Loesch, that upset all of them. And so they said, we're starting this investigation to take your charter a year and a half ago. And the NRA, if they did anything wrong, rolled over, pissed themselves, and terminated NRA TV, terminated the huge outreach. I know people involved with it, not just Ted Nugent. I know Jesse James' work he was doing, especially for Freeform. And all these other activists trying to get on the offense for the Second Amendment and the youth events and the advertising and the marketing. And everything they were doing, going on the offense, something they were encouraged to do. And so they play these accounting games on TV, and they go, oh, they claim they were $30 million down, but they needed $60 million, and all this BS. I've experienced that, and I'm not a tax-free deal, but the New York Times got some of my divorce documents from like 6 years ago, and I went, Jones brought in $25 million in 2014, and then they counted it between three corporations I have three times and said I brought in $70 million. No, we brought in $25 million. And that was gross. Then we had to pay for the product, the infrastructure, the satellites, the lawyers, the copyrights, all of that. And I made a couple million dollars. and then I paid it in taxes, and then I paid it out of lawsuits. There's been years where I don't end up keeping any money. You bet now I want to make more money so I'm strong, so I can withstand these people. But imagine you open up the New York Times. Jones made $78 million. So I know when I watch this, and they're like, and this criminal that sent old people to their deaths, when she's up there going, oh, they stole $67 million, and they've got this and that. You can't believe anything that comes out of their mouths. Nothing. You can't believe any of it. I wish back in the day when we were able to make more money that I'd have put a war chest in and that I would have prepared for this so we're not running close to empty. The NRA needs $10 billion. If with 50, 60 million they almost defeated the globalists, give them $50 billion. We're going to lose everything if we don't start word of mouth and supporting people with money. Because I'm in a total war with the exact same people. And I'm not at liberty to get into it at this point. But I am not rolling over like the NRA. So the NRA, when they got attacked with this, went to lawyers and said, is it okay we put on parties for corporate people to come? Well, yeah. Well, we flew around on private jets? Yeah. But they're going to say it's bad. Just get rid of your media operations. They'll leave you alone. And you notice when they did that, it brought that little bloodthirsty anti-Second Amendment, anti-First Amendment, Soros, monster, Nazi collaborator, minion. That's what she is. She's a minion of a Nazi collaborator. At their throat like a vicious, foaming-at-the-mouth piranha. Now, here's the number to join us, first-time callers, on this subject. On CNN says, let's wear masks permanently. California says, you're never taking them off again, even in your house. This is a cult, folks. Never. It's a power of Islam where, you know, women are enslaved by the state, and so they can't be seen. It's an act of power that you're bad, you're dirty, you're evil. And they're not just saying make it mandatory during it. In a new article, the debate over masks today is a lot like the long fight to mandate seatbelts. They say, in the end, we will now wear them forever. And Fauci says you won't shake people's hands. So I'm getting a cup of coffee during the break. And I'm watching Fox News, and they're literally acting, they're just repeating everything Letitia James says. And that's why we're in so much trouble in this country, folks. We're losing everything right now. Here's some of Fox News breathlessly putting out what Letitia James is up to. Here it is.
This is Outnumbered Overtime. I'm Harris Faulkner. The New York Attorney General filed the lawsuit today after 18 months of investigation. She says that revealed grave misconduct among some of the nonprofit's most high-profile figures, including allegations they used the gun group to divert millions of dollars in funds for their personal use.
For these years of fraud and misconduct, we are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety. And today, we send a strong and loud message that no one is above the law. Not even the NRA.
In the last 20 minutes, we've been covering the breaking news on this. Things have heated up. The NRA has come back with its statement, and our Laura Ingle is on the job. Laura?
Hi, Harris. Well, the New York Attorney General Letitia James just a short while ago outlining the stunning allegations against the NRA and four top executives with a long list of misdeeds that she says have allegedly drained the accounts of the longstanding organization for years. New York's top legal officer filing the lawsuit today in state Supreme Court in Manhattan against the NRA and Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the powerful gun rights group, stating that investigators have been looking into the fraud allegations since February of 2019. Now, the lawsuit claims that LaPierre and several top lieutenants engaged in a decades-long pattern of fraud to raid the funds of the NRA for personal gain, draining the organization of $64 million in just 3 years, saying that they've been using millions upon millions of dollars from the NRA for personal use, including for lavish trips for themselves.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. So this woman says in her opening statement, we played it earlier, in fact, cue it up to that. She says, I want to abolish and get rid of the NRA forever. Oh, but now she cares because They had lavish meals, and the executives' board flew on jets to give speeches. But again, the problem is they rolled over. Because I remember a year and a half ago when she opened the criminal investigation, she was saying it was criminal then, now it's civil, that she said, oh, they're laundering money through the NRA TV because that's money from the NRA, and now this is a TV network they're launching. Yeah, that's what nonprofits need, TV networks. Conservatives need TV networks. Pro-gun Christians, we need our own networks. We don't need CNN and Google where we're all banned. And that was their big sin. The same sin I committed when I launched us on TV satellites, already on radio, and we were launching more shows and building up and getting picked up on stations, they filed over 50 DNC-funded lawsuits and investigations against us, including Letitia James. And my lawyers are like, don't talk about that. Well, I mean, what am I going to talk about? I don't care what they do to me. They're the criminals. They're bad. I don't care. She's a murderer. Letitia James sent people to the nursing homes to get high death rates. She's Joseph frickin' Mengele in the flesh. These people are the enemy of this country, and they're never going to stop till we stop.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The globalists are launching everything they've got to destroy the Western world and capitalism and consolidate under the megabanks. Total planetary antichrist takeover is now in full swing. Mark of the Beast is being announced under the United Nations control. The average citizen is invoking the WHO when they throw old ladies out of stores for not wearing masks. It's here, the New World Order. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I said I want to go to some calls specifically on the NRA. What do you think we need to do as the American people? Because they want to get rid of our main lobby for the Second Amendment, the very corrupt, evil New York City that is launching its cancerous attacks across the country. Same thing with California. We need the president and Congress to step in. We need to understand that we need to get on the offense with the president calling for the prosecution of Letitia James and Governor Cuomo, not being nice to them. The NRA needs to come out and run ads about Letitia James sending people to die in the nursing homes. If they roll over, it's over for them. They need to go after her for her murder, her premeditated murder, when she ordered those nursing homes with threat of jail if they didn't follow Dr. Cuomo's orders, Dr. Letitia James's orders, Bill Gates's orders, the UN's orders. But that's how they cover up, just like they're putting checkpoints up for anybody not from New York to act like New York wasn't the epicenter. It's how these criminals cover up. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First time callers, how do we get on the offense? 877-789-2539. They'll run this old buddy of mine I haven't seen in years. He's going to be here in studio. I want him to get into God, and he's also a pastor and things like that. He wants to talk about how great InfoWars is. Look. If you think InfoWars is great and you guys are great, just support it and spread the word about it, because they're shutting everybody down. They're censoring the president everywhere. It's out of control because they're monsters. When he says hydroxychloroquine, look at these studies. They go, shut up, you can't do that, to the president. And he takes it. We need action now. Absolutely mind-blowing. But if you want to support us, it's so easy. Get an InfoWars.com t-shirt. Get a Keep America Great, American Eagle shirt with the American flag, Betsy Ross flag. The news called it Nazi a month ago when Trump was selling a similar one. We made a better one. Now they say the American Eagle's a Nazi. Get that great shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Restart America, Keep America Open, Reopen America, Back to School special. Right now we have the Baby Lives Matter onesies and t-shirts, and if you've got to wear a mask going in a certain place, we've got cloth masks with InfoWars.com on them to get the word out. We've got the Space Force. This is how you meet like-minded people. This is how you spread the word. We've got the Betsy Ross 1776 worldwide shirt. We've got the Betsy Ross USA shirt. We've got the Eye on the Resistance shirt. We've got the InfoWars golf shirt. We've got the 5G kill shirt, the Don't Visit InfoWars shirt, the Free Alex Jones shirt, and then all the evil, politically incorrect stuff like mass murderers agree, gun control works, the original first t-shirt we ever sold. Sold that sucker for 23 years. The Molon Labe shirts, all at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have the special going right now, double Patriot points, 50-60% off all the best-selling supplements. But that is going to have to end. And now we have the pure turmeric extract, 25% off, double Patriot points. It doesn't compete with the body's ultimate turmeric formula. That's a turmeric concentrate. This is raw turmeric concentrate. They go together like a horse and carriage. All right. Michael in Ohio. Michael, what does the NRA need to do? They need to go after, if the judge or the prosecutor or the attorney general coming after you is a murderer, criminal, a political monster of Soros. You must attack Soros. You must attack her. You must attack that they send people to their death. The NRA must use its power and double down, not bend over to that Soros monster.
Yeah, they need to bring back certain people that, for whatever reason, they have disassociated themselves with, like Colleen Noir. His channel on YouTube is by far the best pro-Second Amendment channel, and I don't know why they stopped working with him and stopped having him as a spokesperson, but they need to bring people like him back. They need to bring back the NRA TV, and I don't see how they haven't understood that they bowed a little bit and they took everything. That's what they've been preaching to us for years. If we give them a little, they're going to take a mile, and they just took 10 miles from the NRA. It's time to stand up and do something. Stop bending over to them.
Like, that's right. LaPierre, instead of hiding somewhere, he needs to come out. If he thinks he did anything wrong, he needs to step down so they don't bring the whole organization down, but they're going to get him for a crooked toenail. And he needs to come out and say, did we fly around places? Did we do things? Did we? Absolutely we did. We fight hard, and we're defending the Second Amendment. And what matters is results. And then attack Letitia James for all her criminal activity. And that witch will put her tail between her legs and piss herself. But instead, everyone grovels to these empty nobodies. That woman is a murderer, a premeditated Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, they need to stop cowering and keep fighting, because if they don't fight, they're going to take absolutely everything from away the Second Amendment. They're a privately owned business, too. How can they go after a privately owned business and say, oh, you're flying around on private jets? And that's
because they did it as a tax-exempt thing, because it promotes an American right, and the left then acts like, oh, you've got political views and you're tax exempt? Yeah, Second Amendment. So they tried to convince them that you're not allowed to have a TV network and promote news and information. No, that's because the formula is we all need, as American patriots, to support independent media to have a counter, because the NRA would be bigger than Fox News if they kept going. Fox News is part of this. They play the part of the loyal opposition while the system doesn't let anybody else ever get set up. And anybody that's good at Fox News, the same combine inside and out, go after them like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, Fox News absolutely is controlled opposition with this. They only give you a little bit of the information just to get you baited into what they're believing. But, you know, withholding part of the truth is the same as lying to me. And they need to stop with this, because they only have one good reporter on there, like you say, every day, and that's Tucker Carlson. And then and even he won't even dab into the truth of what's really going on with everything.
Well, he knows what's going on. God bless you, brother. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
I just want to talk about masks real quick. I'm actually currently on the road leaving the Democratic scum state of Savannah, Georgia right now, and I'm headed back up north to where we could be true Americans in the beautiful state of New Hampshire where I'm from. Anyway, I just wanted to reach out real quick and say, since the beginning, I have not complied to this mask order. I have not complied to the stay-at-home orders, none of it, and none of us should. People need to stop being scared of this tyrannical government that we put in place. The people need to remember that we, the people, are the ones who have this government in place, and we shouldn't be backing down in the time when we need to stand up. We've been backing down for so long now. And to add to that with the mask, I got family that say, oh, it's just a mask, right? We should comply. Well, then I ask the question, where do you draw the line with this medical tyranny? Because the next is forced inoculations. We all know that, right? So,
they've said that. They said you don't take the mask off till you take a shot. Now they say CNN says it's like safety belts. You never take them off, even in your house. It's the law. This is a cult to cover your face, to not see fellow humans, to act like we're bad, to act like we can't be near each other, to close all our parks. And it's all based on a giant fraud. Wait till they release a real bioweapon. And Bill Gates says he is, Brian.
100%, Alex. And I want to say, too, man, you know, my brothers didn't die on these battlefields for Americans to be scared of a tyrannical government. We're more powerful than that. We need the men to stand up like we've always been talking about.
That's right. We need to form groups and peacefully go into these stores without our masks, handing out flyers, educating people. We must go on the offense now. Go on the offense or lose everything to communist murderers! I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put on a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, I gotta say it. President Trump has pulled us out of the WHO. He's got a lot of our jobs back. He stood up to communist China on one-sided trade deals. He kicked out some of the deep state. But they are just belligerently, criminally now announcing plans to, quote, abolish the NRA, dissolve it for no reason, made up crap, being executed by a Politico minion of Soros. And now you know why Soros is financing attorney generals and hundreds and hundreds of district attorneys and county attorneys because they are involved in a just savage political witch hunt, and Republicans won't ever even prosecute them for real crimes they commit because Republicans are scared. And Republicans think rolling over to all of this is going to get them left alone and passed over. No, it's not. I know the last 50 years laying down got you ahead. The globalists are ending the two-party system right now. They're coming in for a takeover because they know everybody's rejecting them. They know they've destroyed their blue cities and blue states. They know there's an exodus away from those. So they're just going to suck those down as fast as they can to create black holes of financial collapse and economic and cultural destruction that suck everything else into it. Then the whole country goes into globalist receivership, bankrupted, a banana republic, and they're going to have a reign of terror, consolidating control, and having their way with everybody. And all the yuppies and all the trendies and everybody that thought going along would get them ahead are going to grovel even more with the social credit scores and everything and say, we'll do whatever Hollywood and the media say, whatever big tech says, just bring back the golf and the tennis and the sex and the drugs. We'll just please, we groveled. Why are you taking everything? It's because it's what they do. They destroy countries. And CNN, the debate over masks today is a lot like the fight to mandate seatbelts. It's a long article by this woman that writes globalist PR pieces, Scotty Andrew. She's been doing it since college. I went and looked her up. Take your microchip. The debate over masks today is a lot like the long fight to mandate seatbelts. She says, psychologically, we're going to pressure you, and you will submit finally, and you will wear a mask everywhere. And it's all over the news. Oh, and never shake hands again. Never shake hands again. What a sick, sick, sick cult. Meanwhile, millions are starving to death. But people are waking up. Here's the problem. The globalists and their minions never get in trouble. Governor Cuomo and Letitia James and Governor Wolf and all those other Democrat governors that sent people to nursing homes knowing that it's the only group that would actually die in the studies from Europe to get half the death numbers from those old people. And now the very same attorney general is saying the numbers of the new dead are secret. The FBI will give her probably an award. Oh, you're murdering more. Oh, good, Letitia. Oh, good. Governor Cuomo, you're so good. And he's like, yeah, I'll kill whoever I want. And they'll make $52,000 while they kill the old people. And he'll lick his lips all day long. Because a lot of the nursing homes said, don't do this. This will kill folks. They said, shut up. Because the big ones in the state lobbied to the UN and others to make this the mandate to get that high rate. Get that 50-something thousand each person they killed. And then the big banks like it because that's all that money they don't have to pay out. The death panel. See how it works? All right, let's go to more calls here. Let's talk to Minuteman in Virginia. Minuteman, what do we do?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, so I called in to tell you about this, our great governor in Virginia. How yesterday he put out the app that China has been putting out for the pandemic and coronavirus. Basically, you know, monitoring how far and how distance, how close you got to be to someone. And then all of a sudden you got to go home if it lights up red or yellow or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. The governor's trying to mandate everybody on their phones have an app that the communist Chinese created for social distancing. Benjamin Netanyahu's also been pushing it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then they say, oh, it's not going to control you. It's not going to get your data, all this and that. But yet they forget, people forget in Virginia that you put out about our great Senator Mark Warner is getting paid for our data every day. People don't realize that. It's saying it's through Bluetooth. And I'm telling you this now, Alex. So just because of that, I actually ordered two of your pocket protectors, you know, your data protectors.
Oh, listen, we used to sell probably a couple hundred of these a month. We're selling 1,000 a day. They cost us over $11. We're still at $19.95. And it's a little Faraday cage. You put the phone in there. It slips into your pocket smoothly. And then hackers, government, COVID trackers, all of them, don't ping your location. So that when you're, quote, next to somebody that they claim has COVID, most of it's fraud, they will then claim you have COVID, too, and put you in a database to say that you're guilty. So think, already to go to Barton Springs in Austin, they make you encode yourself into a system. So, I mean, this is absolute tyranny, folks. Everybody needs to get their privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm glad you reminded me that Virginia and California are both launching the apps and trying to make you have them. First, it'll be government employees and the cops. Then it'll be all of us. They always make the enforcers do it first. That's why they're pressuring the cops right now to make sure they roll over and submit. Do not submit, police. It'll only get worse the more you follow these globalist orders. These are not Americans. Governor Northam is a traitor on the Chi-Com payroll.
I absolutely agree to that. And another thing I want to bring up, too, is that you were talking about the Republicans need to stand up. Americans need to stand up. It doesn't matter if you're not if you're a politician or an average Joe, just like Alex Jones or just all his info crew or just me talking. This is for our listeners, the listeners. They need to rise up. Everybody needs to rise up, whether you're talking to your next-door neighbor, talking to employees, talking to anyone. Rise up. Because you are the next generation as well to be that next politician.
I agree. When you see people at the store say, listen, they're making the mask mandatory. They're preparing for contact tracing. They're going to give you inoculations. It's a fraud. It's a takeover. And just warn people, don't go into the slave pitch without saying no and speaking up because the arrests are beginning. And people need to see the pushback now.
Exactly. So that's all I really wanted to say, Alex. And the NRA is doing well. I hope they fight this lawsuit because I'm an NRA member. I support the NRA, and there's other organization groups out there like the there's a Virginia gun
group here. Absolutely, the NRA politicians are scared of them. They do a great job. They were soft 15 years ago. They're good now. We do not need them shut down. All you need to know is George Soros' main minion is trying to shut them down. None of it's true. It's all garbage. Back the NRA. The only problem the NRA has again, sir, is that they are the ones scared rolling over. Because conservatives are always listening to the left's lies. Like when Letitia James said, Alex Jones is a criminal. He says he has a COVID-19 cure. That's her evil mouth saying that, then attributing it to me. You understand? And so she says, oh, the NRA's evil. They fly on private jets. Then the NRA gets rid of its TV network to try to be. No, that's like blood in the water for that demonic walrus to come after you.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
All right, Minuteman, God bless you. Oh, go ahead. He's gone. All right, listen. We got Bobby. We got Dylan. We got Phil. We got Derek. We got Brennan. We got Lucas. We got Resistance. And we have Daryl Rundis coming in the next hour. But it takes a few minutes to get people in here and get them seated. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I'm going to pop three callers in. I'm going to play a little clip. And then we're going to get Daryl Rundis in here. And we'll continue with your calls as well. But I haven't gotten into Oprah Winfrey. You know, the more I thought about her, why don't I attack her as much as Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Ted Turner? She's just as evil. And then all the stuff I know about her, that's why they were talking about her running against Trump. He says, yeah, I hope she runs. Well, she's got a lot of bad stuff in her closet. He knows what's in her closet. She ran with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell heavily. And she also ran with who? Harvey Weinstein. And she likes the same thing, young girls. Hey, if it isn't true, sue me, Oprah. The point is, though, she's blackmailed, she's compromised, and the house of cards goes down, she goes down, okay? Her husband's her beards. But that's not the issue. The issue is she's a Nazi eugenicist that hates black people.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Globalist Mafia, make it smooth.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, when Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested out in the middle of nowhere on the East Coast, she had her cell phone wrapped in tinfoil so the FBI couldn't ping it through cell towers and track her location. Well, now with the contact tracers and all these Democrat states launching their own contact tracing apps to make you guilty, to say you're a criminal, and to feed it into their own corporate and governmental databases run by the Clintons, it's important to protect your identity from them, to protect your movement from them and hackers and other criminal organizations. That's why we have privacy pockets with Faraday cages with almost 100% protection. Sometimes if you're right by a cell tower, it can still get through it.
so that you can protect where you go and what you do and deny this information from these criminals and their different operations. So get yours for $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors. And it's very thin, but it works really, really good. And they can go in your pocket. So you don't have to carry a purse around with you. It's amazing. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and put your cell phone in the prison it deserves to be in. Now, let's go to your calls and continue on. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Bobby in New York, a postal worker on the mail-in ballots and the NRA. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
I'm good, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yep, I'm a United States Postal Service worker. I listen to the show every day when I'm out walking my route. And we were briefed before they even had us start wearing masks in the office that we're doing mail-in voting. And now CBS has came out and said, even by the first debate, September 19th, over 16 states will have already voted. And by the second debate, over 35 million people, probably on estimate, would already have voted.
And bingo, that way they've already voted, not knowing that Biden is just a shoehorn to just wait for the next person they're going to put in. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, the first debate, we all know what's going to happen. He's going to, InfoWars and you, get in touch with their sources. You need to start telling people what to look out for mail-in voting fraud, because it's going to decide the election. And we all know it is, and we can't let it happen without having at least some things pointed out.
Go over that, because you're working for the Postal Service, so you've already been advised. But let's go back to the beginning first. I'm so glad you held and got through, because this has all been scripted by the UN. That's why I knew that they'd do a second lockdown, it'd be tighter, and then a third one. And even if Trump wins or loses, this is the bureaucracy, the corporations, the Democrat areas, in a corporate governmental coup, ignoring the executive branch. So this is just an incredible time of sedition that we're witnessing, where they're telling you, oh, before the masks are even being put on, we're going to have mail-in ballots. And so before the debates are even done, most people would have already voted. That is so sneaky. That is so dangerous. And that gives the Democrats time to rig those mail-in ballots and stuff those ballots and pull all sorts of games. That's their secret weapon to remove Trump and defeat America.
Exactly. Because, you know, then if Donald Trump makes a fuss about it and says that he doesn't agree with the election outcome, then you know what they're already trying to set the narrative out, that he's not going to leave office. They're going to have to do it through force. But honestly, in any other election, we haven't had mail-in voting. So how could you tell people that you can't go to the ballots, you can't give an actual vote, and this person's not the legitimate president the whole 4 years that he's been in office, and then the moment that comes time to actually get into the ballots and vote, you can't actually go and do it. You got to do it through the mail-in system. And who knows how legitimate that could actually even work out for, like, one or two state elections. Why don't we want the whole country on the same day? It just won't work.
What are your other fellow postal workers saying about the situation?
I don't think anyone actually agrees that you can actually do a mail-in voting. I haven't heard too many people talk about it, but there is definitely a bunch of people that don't like Trump, so I wouldn't be surprised if they were okay with the whole thing.
Well, you know how the scam works. They mail these out of the homes of dead people. They mail these out of the homes of people that know they're getting the ballots of dead people. And they mail these out to people whose cat died 10 years ago, and then somebody else fills it out. And then when they get a lot of these ballots back, they can just falsify them however they want. This is the takeover. And they've already said that if Trump challenges this, he's a dictator. So they're already saying, we're going to steal it. And if you challenge it, you're a dictator, and we're going to arrest whoever aids you. That was the Washington Post headline. If any of his cabinet doesn't agree, we'll put you in jail, too. So, see, it's now a reign of terror. And they tell you, chaos is coming, but if Trump doesn't agree to what we say comes out of the chaos, it's his fault. That's why they invoked this for the election, and Trump had better take action with 88 days out.
Well, you got to take action, too, Alex. You and InfoWars, you got to get in touch with your sources and figure out what's the signs of fraudulent mail-in voting.
So well, sir, we do know what the signs are. And it's having a mail-in vote that's unverified. The whole thing is a giant, complete fraud. It's not like we request an absentee ballot. They match it with your voter registration. They match it with your address. You get it. That still has some problems. This is total, complete fraud. Just dump ballots out everywhere. Have a total free-for-all so that in the blue cities and other areas they can particularly engage in fraud, then it's going to be a disaster in all the other red cities. They won't know what to do. They'll be honest and say it doesn't work. Those will be thrown out. All the fraud zones will be kept. And President Trump will be removed from office, and then the real reign of terror begins. The false flags, the terror attacks blaming conservatives, the open borders, the collapsing dollar. The Democrats are openly saying the dollar's over. China's way overinflated their currency compared to us. Yes, we're in a currency war. Yes, we've overinflated. But if we don't, we'll implode. If we do, we implode. But we still stay on top economically if we are the last currency standing. So remember how bad it's going to get if Trump fails and we fail, and the very idiots cheering on for this will be the most hurt by it. Can you believe that, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think everyone should have the right to vote, even if you don't like Trump. And I totally understand if you don't like Trump. I didn't vote for the guy either. But I just feel that it's a democracy issue and that I should call on the show, because how many people on the CBS is one that reported by September 19th over 16 states that are going to vote. How many people do you think there in CBS?
Oh, you're totally right. Yeah, did you know the election will be over before it started? Thank you so much. Now, here's President Trump taking action against human smuggling and my son. Stay with us.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that the Department of Justice has issued $35 million in grants to 73 organizations nationwide, providing assistance to human trafficking victims. A terrible thing. You think of human trafficking as being an ancient form of crime. It's not, because of the internet. It's a very modern crime all over the world. Not just here, all over the world, human trafficking. It's usually in women or women and children. But it's, again, because of the internet, it's a terrible situation. Never been like this. And also survivors who face heightened dangers during the pandemic. It's actually increased during the pandemic. I guess some reasons are obvious and some reasons are less obvious, but human trafficking, we're working very, very strongly. The wall is up to 277 miles right now, and it's going up by the end of the year. It'll be largely finished shortly after the end of the year. And it's had a tremendous impact, a very positive impact on human trafficking, unbelievable impact, actually. My administration will never rest in our fight against the human trafficking. It's what, to me, it's one of the most horrific of crimes, and we work very hard on it.
I'm going to be very blunt today. I'm going to be very serious today. I'm not going to make any jokes. I'm not trying to have any laughs here. This is an important message, and it's a short one. You got to go out and vote on November 4th. And post-midterms, post-2018, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. I despise Trump almost as much as leftists do. But this is me, this is my coming out story to you about my opinions of Trump. In 2016, I worshipped the guy. I thought he was going to just come in and win for us and do all the things he promised. And he betrayed us on about 95% of the things that he said. Left me heartbroken. He let all his biggest supporters, all his biggest fans, everyone who got him elected in 2016, that populist movement that put him in office, he let those people just get smacked aside so he could be friends with the bigwigs. And instead of draining the swamp, he built his own personal theme park in it. Well, we got to give him one more chance. I'm going to be at the polls November 4th voting for Donald J. Trump because it is the only option. Donald Trump is the only roadblock, the only dam between our country becoming Venezuela. Because if Joe Biden wins, it's not going to be a Joe Biden presidency. It's going to be a Bernie Sanders presidency. It's going to be a BLM presidency. It's going to be a communist presidency. And America is going to turn into a third world nation. Do you really want that? Trump may have lied to us. He may have betrayed us on a lot of things. But I think, honestly, in the second term, he can turn it around. If he decides that he doesn't have to listen to the political hacks, and if he decides he wants to give up on becoming Mr. Popular, he can do it. He did not need their help in 2016 to get elected, and he doesn't need it now. Let's go forward with the real movement he promised. Let's do it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.